Correct. I believe that's for most of the radios now, it's standardized. Probably not all of them. I thought I heard one had a proprietary, but yeah, Cat 6, or you could use Cat 5, but I went with Cat 6. I don't know if there's really a difference. But form factor-wise, I got the flat cable, and it seems to be working fine. Yeah, I spoke to Wally about that, and he said it's not like you need it. You know, it's not like we're thinking for antennas. It's not, you don't need shielded or anything like that. You just won't want to get the flat, like in a mobile install, you won't want to get the flat cable pinched in a door because that's going to compromise it real quick. There's no protection there, but I still have to do that inside the mobile because I've got a, I think it's a 10-foot or a 15-foot flat, and it's, the color is black, so it will blend with the car. So I can mount the box in the back and the hatch underneath the little cubbyhole covers, and then run the Cat 6 all the way up front, fish it all the way up front, and then just use the control head, the small control head for the one in the mobile, instead of having that big side saddle mount where the whole radio's protruding into the, you know, the knee space of the passenger there, like we had on the set.